This podcast is presented by Walmart, where you can find $4 prescriptions on over 300 drugs. Walmart. Save money. Live better. This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Discovery Health Podcasts. I'm Wendy Douglas, and this week's topic is breast cancer awareness. Here with us today to discuss this very important topic is Dr. Marisa Weiss, Director of Breast Radiation Oncology and Breast Health Outreach at Lankenau Hospital in Pennsylvania. Dr. Weiss is also the president and founder of breastcancer.org, a wonderful source of information and support on the web. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Weiss.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, it's interesting because women out there not only need to know about this information in the month of October, but all year round. Can you just kind of tell us why this information is so important for women of all ages?
Well, breast cancer is the most common cancer to affect women, and it happens to strike in the prime of your life. You know, and really, women are living so much longer than they've ever lived before. So, you know, the prime of our lives is an extended period of time. But about 200,000 new cases of breast cancer are diagnosed in this country. Most women do get diagnosed with early stage disease and have a chance to live a long life. And even women who are diagnosed with later stages of disease also have a good shot at years of living and high quality of life. But the reason why, you know, it's so important that we have this conversation is because breast cancer is also every woman's greatest fear. And a lot of times when we're scared of something, we run in the other direction, when really there's an opportunity every day to, you know, take certain measures to reduce your risk of ever having a breast cancer diagnosis and also reduce the risk of ever having recurrence if you've already experienced a breast cancer.
And what are some of those everyday things that we can do to help avoid it?
Well, every day you can try to stay physically active and aim to exercise about 3 to 4 hours a week. What you eat, what you take into your body is really important. And so you want to eat a diet that's full of, it's balanced with 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day, hopefully from organic sources. It's probably important to avoid fried foods. And you want to limit the extra fat that gets in your diet. And when you do seek fats, you know, you want to seek healthy fats like olive oil, other oils from healthy nuts and things like that. You want to limit the amount of red meat in your diet, you know, once or so a week, and have multiple sources of protein, you know, from chicken, meat, fish, legumes, and things like that. You want to stop smoking. Very important. You want to, you know, that's really not healthy from any perspective, including the breast health perspective. In terms of alcohol use, you want to limit the amount of alcohol you drink, any type of alcohol, to 3 or fewer drinks per week. So these are some of the everyday choices. You know, there's controversy about using hormone replacement therapy after menopause. And one very big thing that's important is weight management, something we struggle with throughout our lives. There's never too late to try to get as close to your ideal body weight as possible. And it's certainly true that weight management does go hand in hand with regular physical activity. And you got to start somewhere. And there's no question it's a lot of hard work, but your life is your greatest gift, and you want to do whatever you can to protect and cherish it. And if you are a woman who may be at increased risk for breast cancer, you might need to take some extra steps to reduce your risk. And women in that situation, let's say they have a strong family history of breast cancer,
yes,
or maybe they have a proven breast cancer gene abnormality in the family, or maybe they were treated for another type of cancer early in life. And for those women who are at increased risk, they may consider taking medication like tamoxifen to reduce their risk. And some women who, for example, have the breast cancer gene, who are carrying that gene, may opt to do prophylactic surgeries to remove the breasts and sometimes the ovaries before cancer has a chance to happen. But you only make those types of evaluations with careful information through, you know, a genetics counselor. And at breastcancer.org, we have a lot of this complicated information that's easy to read and understand, all about breast cancer risk and what you can do to reduce your risk.
Well, no, it's a lot of great information. And it's good to know that as women that we can be in control and do things like watch our diet and exercise to help prevent it. Dr. Weiss, let's back up just to early detection. Tell us the importance of that. I mean, if it is detected at an early stage, does that really make a difference?
Yes. Early detection means finding breast cancer at its earliest point when it's most easily treated. And we do know that high-quality mammography done each year starting at age 40 and sometimes starting at an earlier age if you have breast cancer that in your family that occurs at an early age, that saves lives. That early detection does have a life-saving capacity. It reduces the risk of dying of breast cancer by about 30%. And so while this is a message that a lot of women out there have heard over and over again, it remains true. So don't be bored by the message. Be motivated by it. Really, getting a mammogram every year does save lives by finding breast cancer as early as possible when it's most treated. Mammography does not prevent breast cancer. No, it just finds it as early as possible. And these days, it is important to get your mammogram done at a place that specializes in breast imaging. Digital mammography, which is when you get a picture of the breast and it's recorded on a computer, it's a newer form of mammography, is best in women 50 and younger and women who have dense breasts. And then regular conventional mammography is often the only thing possible, only kind of test possible in major areas of the country. But more and more, digital mammography is becoming increasingly available. For some women, they may need an ultrasound, and for women who are at increased risk, an MRI scan may also be done to help with screening.
So you mentioned earlier that women should be going for the mammogram every year but at the age of 40. Now, if there is increased risk or a family history, what age should someone start going?
You start going 10 years younger than the person in your family than the youngest person in the family affected. So let's just say someone in your family had breast cancer at 42, then you would start getting your mammogram at age 32. And then from that point forward, you would go each year.
That's really young, and I have to say that I think sometimes the perception is breast cancer is, you know, something that is a disease that happens in your 40s or 50s. I mean, are there cases where it can happen to young women in as early as their 20s and 30s?
Absolutely. We are seeing more breast cancer. We have been seeing more breast cancer in women of all ages. Only recently have the numbers sort of stabilized and dropped off some. But for sure, a significant number of women are diagnosed under age 50. About 25% of women who get breast cancer are diagnosed under that age. So as we go from big girl to young woman and we start growing breasts, we do need to be aware of what's normal, what might not be normal. It's certainly true that it's rare to have breast cancer happen in your teens and even in the early 20s. But starting mid-20s and on up, we're seeing more and more cases of breast cancer.
And is something that we can do as women to help in detecting that is our monthly self-exams, correct?
Right. So we have several tools for early detection. We already discussed high-quality mammography done annually. And we also said that, you know, for women at increased risk, they may add ultrasound and MRI scan. And for women who are at high risk, they need to be evaluated more than once a year with those tests. In addition to those tests, we have your doctor's physical examination, as well as your breast self-examination. So for most women out there, it's mammography, your doctor's, and your own breast examinations. And those are the tools that we use today for early detection.
And is the best place to learn, you know, the correct way of doing a self-exam going to our general practitioner and or a gynecologist?
Yeah, I mean, what I would do is do your homework at breastcancer.org and look at the techniques, and then when you go to your doctor next or your nurse practitioner, you know, say, am I doing it correctly? Can you please give me some instruction? I really appreciate that.
If you're doing a self-exam and you find something, you feel a lump or think that you feel a lump, what's the best thing to do?
Don't panic. because most lumps turn out to be nothing. In fact, 8 out of 10 lumps turn out to be completely fine, no evidence of cancer, and even in some of the lumps that are found that are cancer, it's a very, very early kind. So don't panic. Examine yourself over a week or so and see if the lump persists or goes away or gets bigger. If it persists and gets bigger, you want to bring it to your doctor's attention. Call and make an appointment because there's no point in worrying about it. Don't wait until till 6 months, a year later. Make the appointment sooner. And when you call to the office, tell the secretary, I'm worried I have a lump in my breast. Sometimes you need to exaggerate to get in there. But you do need to check it out. Make sure everything's okay. Your doctor will then examine you. Most likely an ultrasound will be done. That's a test that has no radiation to it. It's a very easy test to get. It doesn't hurt. And they check it out and see if it's a solid lump like a ball of breast tissue or if it's a fluid-filled lump like a cyst. And most of the time, those lumps turn out to be nothing, but you do want to make sure that if it is a problem, that you find it as early as possible when it's most treatable.
What are some of the biggest myths you found associated with this disease?
Well, some people think that that if it doesn't run in my family, I'm not going to get it. That's not a problem I need to worry about. When in fact, 85% of women who get breast cancer have no family history. Another myth that's out there is people believe that only women with large breasts get breast cancer, and the women with small breasts are much lower risk. And that's not true. Breast cancer risk is independent, has nothing to do with breast size. Another thing that people worry about is getting bumped or bruised, that just being bumped in the breast can make your risk higher. Other rumors going around are that cell phone use or tanning or antiperspirant use is connected to a higher risk. That's not true. And also, there's a rumor that abortion can increase the risk of breast cancer, and there is no consistent relationship between having an abortion and a higher risk of breast cancer. So those are some of the myths. Also, people think that men cannot get breast cancer, and we know that that's not true. Each year, about 1,600 men are diagnosed with breast cancer, and as I mentioned, about 200,000 women are diagnosed each year in the United States. And another myth that's out there is that only family history on your mother's side is important, when in fact, family history is just as important from your father's side as it is from your mother's side. So when you go to your doctor, make sure to report the family history on both sides, not just when you first see your doctor for the initial visit, mm-hmm. but with subsequent visits. If anyone new in your family is diagnosed with cancer, share that with your doctor because it may pertain to you. You want to know. Knowledge is power, and the fear that is so, that surrounds breast cancer is unhealthy. It's natural and normal. But it can get in your way of taking care of yourself and feeling confident and knowledgeable.
Great. Dr. Weiss, thank you so much, and thank you for making what you said, knowledge is power, the knowledge available to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and come visit breastcancer.org for any additional information.
Great. Thank you again. Like Dr. Weiss just said, for more information on breast cancer, visit breastcancer.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.